welcome to Radio Free HPC. This is where we talk about supercomputing, high-performance computing, and other technology topics. I'm your Toastmaster, Rich Bruckner from Inside HPC, with my co-hosts, Dan Olds from Gabriel Consulting, and Henry Newman from Instrumental. Now let's get to the show.
Well, excellent. So we've talked a little bit about data integrity and silent data corruption. Now, Dan, you were going to tell us about what happens when technology lies to us.
Pet peeve of mine, and recently uncovered what looks to me to be a very large lie. Been using an elliptical machine. Used to be an enormous fat ass. Now I'm just sort of a regular sized fat ass. Worked my way down. A lot of it due to using elliptical machine 45 minutes to an hour every day. So I broke my last one. It was the machine I had for years that typically used it as a place to lay cables over the top of to straighten them out. But I finally started using it for its intended purpose and ended up breaking it. So realizing I was going to be putting a lot of time in, went out, did exhaustive research, ended up buying a system from a manufacturer that puts them into hotels. And I'd used them in a lot of hotel fitness centers, so I was pretty happy with it. And I am still happy with it, except the electronics. Doesn't have a huge suite of electronics, but it does the basics. It monitors your time, it monitors your heartbeat, all of that. The other thing it does, it monitors your distance. So I'm on this thing for 45, 50 minutes, and somehow I'm going like 6-7 miles. I've been relying on that and thinking I'm doing pretty good. Then I'm thinking, just how accurate is that measurement? So I would count my footsteps, my strides, and multiply that by the stride length and relate that back to the mileage counter, because you know the stride length on it, that's fixed. I know the number of strides, that's fixed. This thing's about 50% off. So it says that in the amount of distance that it thinks is a mile is probably closer to about half a mile. And I got to tell you, that really pisses me off.
Well, is this simply are you confusing the metric system? Are we talking kilometers instead of miles, maybe?
Well, that's...
Could this be user error?
That's what I thought, too, but it does have a separate setting that I can have it log kilometers.
And this, did you check the kilometers and see if they were accurate, Dan?
That's going to be my next step. I'm going to see if the kilometers is different, but it is miles, and it's abbreviated MI.
So why is this technology, Dan? Explain to me that.
This is a vendor using technology to lie to you.
And this fits in how to HPC?
It fits into technology, damn it. And perhaps even silent data corruption, because they've been corrupting my data and they haven't said anything about it.
Maybe that's the whole problem.
Be my guess, right?
Could be, but this is a pretty simple fix, I would imagine. I mean, this is along the lines of an intentional thing. I mean, all it has to do is count the strides, and when hits, you know, a tenth of a mile, it clicks over when it hits a mile.
Short stroking your elliptical, Dan, sort of like they do for disk drives.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
That could be the whole problem.
Could be, but we'll find out. I'm going to be sending an email to the vendor. We'll see what they have to say about it.
Yeah.
We'll see. I'll report back.
Okay, we'll get a report on that variable. And any other cases of technology lying to you, Dan, that are particularly annoying or that come to mind, and maybe more into the high-performance computing space?
Oh, let's see. I'm starting to actually get my new personal supercomputer up and going. No lies there, except I've got to cut through a wall to get the cooling unit out into the attic, and I've been dreading doing that. But
well, what about benchmarks? You know, we talk about data lying. Are benchmarks just so subject to interpretation that you know, I hate to use the word lie, but maybe misleading might be a better way to phrase it.
Rich, I would actually use the word interpretation.
Yeah.
Benchmarks are should be representation of the work that the people who are using the computer are going to do, And what I found many times is people aren't benchmarking what they do.
You mean the benchmarks aren't relating to their real life, the real life work, the real world work that the system has to do day in, day out?
Correct.
Yeah.
And the way that system operates. So how many benchmarks do you see doing checkpoint restarts of jobs every hour? Not too many. And part of the reason is, you know, is the cost involved of one for the people who are generating the benchmark to generate those kinds of benchmarks and get them working on all kinds of systems. And the other one is the actual cost to the vendors to put the amount of hardware together to run those benchmarks and to show the scalability. And that's the other big thing that is missing oftentimes is how is this system or this configuration going to scale to the real workload versus the benchmark workload I'm going to operate on. It's a very, very difficult problem on both sides of the equation.
You know, we saw some of this back in the day, Dan, when we were at Sun. We were always talking about how we could get the best TPC benchmark, and it seemed to come down to who could throw the most hardware at the problem could win the day. And I know they've been tweaking that benchmark and adding parameters and such so that it's more representative. But it seems like that problem's still around.
And this, take spec at NFS right now. It's how much hardware can you throw into a box to meet, you know, the NFS ops, and how representative is that of something somebody's really going to do?
Henry and I have both written articles on this, and one of the lines I used is that benchmarks are evil, and bench marketers are evil, but they're necessary evils. Because you can't.
You forgot benchmark markers are evil.
Well, bench marketers are evil too.
Okay.
But not every customer can do a bake-off. Not every few of the vendors will support doing bake-offs, only for very big deals. So how the hell do you figure out what comparative performance is between systems? Because it's something that you want to know to make sure as a customer you're getting the most value for your money. And there is differentiation out there, even between industry standard commodity things. And so benchmarks are important from that standpoint. You have to have something that you can do and something that is at least somewhat vendor or is vendor independent.
Well, you have to have something that you can justify your procurement on both to management and to the vendors.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are times where people are trying to protect themselves from the potential of a protest.
Sure, you have to be able to justify what you've done, particularly when you're talking public, government, public companies, that sort of thing. Sure. And having some sort of third-party verifiable test that is even-handed, at least it's a level playing field, is, you know, really the only way you're going to be able to do that.
There's really no good outs for either side of, you know, either the user side or the vendor side right now, because the problem is getting more and more complex as architectures get bigger and bigger, and as workflows change. What, you know, if we have different workflows that are now doing, you know, the HPC processing and the visualization within the same compute environment, it's going to get more complex. And I think things like GPUs and MIC and other things are going to make it more and more difficult for the average site to get a handle on it and do anything useful with it.
And performance is going to get more important as well. Performance and energy efficiency, the things that benchmarks should highlight and show you the differences between different rigs.
That's it for this edition of Radio Free HPC. Thank you for listening, and be sure to check back often for new episodes. Also, check out our website for more content, links, and a place for you to let us know what you think about the show. We're at RadioFreeHPC.com. Thanks again. We'll be back with another exciting episode real soon.